You know what? Here I am. I'm here, everybody. I had my microphone shut off, and of course I'm talking and wondering why the cue music isn't fading down, and of course it's my fault. So I have only myself to blame. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, and my guest is William Taylor Ryle. And Bill, you want to finish making your point that you got to sort of make before we had to go to that quick break?
Right, and it seems to me that a lot of people focus on a lot of things that are happening now, and their result, pretty much everything, a result of an unconstitutional government, devoid of our history and our law, and it's the rule of man, and people don't look to the founding documents and the message that was so very clear by those learned men. And when you start reading about our history and what they in fact created, the state level first and then the central government, the federal government, you find out that what's going on around the world is the result of democracy in many cases, and where democracy is mob rule, and it is not the frame of government that we're supposed to have here. It was never intended. There's supposed to be a dual relationship between the state and the federal government. Madison was very clear about that when he says, in this compound republic of America, the power surrendered by the people is first divided between two distinct governments, and then proportioned, allotted to each subdivision among distinct and separate departments. Hence, dual security rises to the rights of the people. The different governments will control each other. At the same time, each will be controlled by itself. We have a distinct structure of government in this country. We're supposed to have it. We don't. And we need to get back to what this country is supposed to be. And stop debating all these results. The problem is that those in government don't know, don't care, don't follow their oath of office, and we let them get away with it.
Well, yeah, they're little pigs at a trough, and we don't do anything to stop them.
So individuals, that's what this country is based on, individual rights secured by the government. That's what the Declaration says. Those rights come from God, not from the government. And until we start dealing with the fundamental cause of our problem, and then stop letting them pay for all this stuff that's totally unconstitutional. And it's interesting, we haven't talked about nullification, but we should, because nullification starts with the individual by saying, as Kevin says, say no. And then the jury saying no and finding proved people not guilty if, in fact, the law is unjust. And then state nullification to stop the federal government from usurping authority. That's the remedy.
Simply. Yeah, yeah.
And then understand, this is not as interesting. The people who are down in Wall Street have been taken over if they ever started for some other reason. And you hear this social justice collective
on and on.
And this is absolutely socialism or communism or whatever, fascism, whatever you want to call it. And it has nothing to do with what we're supposed to have here.
Yeah, I know it. Well, this is all. This is why I say over and over again, pull your kids out of these indoctrination camps, because they're not learning a damn thing other than how to be a slave. Listen, let me grab Arthur in Georgia if he's still on with us, Bill.
Hey,
we're going to break, everybody. Bill, here's the music before me. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Art in Georgia, I'm taking you next. I promise when we come back. Don't go away, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain green, moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number today is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number to call in if you'd like to join me on the air. My Facebook page. I do have a Facebook page, actually. What is it? Unsolicited Opinion. You can follow me there if you so desire. And I also do tweet Maggie_in_USA. I do have a caller on the line. Who is it? Arthur in Georgia. Hi, Art.
Good morning, Madam, sir.
Hi.
Hope you can understand me fine. I have a slight speech impediment, so
no.
I will.
You're doing okay, kid.
Okay, I'll do the best I can. Kind of interesting. If we have time, I'd like to take a little visit we had from one of the deputies in our area yesterday. But on this Occupy thing and all that we're talking about this morning, I sent an email to you and all the other RBN hosts a couple days ago entitled Message from the General Assembly of New York City. And I called in a couple different shows, Robbie Noel's show and John Statmore's show, and tried to share with people what I had learned about this group. And I kind of felt like from some of the callers who called in afterwards like they were getting the wrong idea of what I was trying to say. But if you just do a search, Message from the General Assembly of New York City, folks. There is the letter from these people to the Occupy protesters that will explain everything that I talked about, where they talk about this Robin Hood tax and wanting to rewrite the Constitution and all of this. And I find this very disturbing. But over the past couple weeks, I've been watching a lot of the protesters being interviewed and,
yeah,
and asking what they want and what they're goals are and things like this. And as I'm listening to the people protesting and them answering the question, I keep hearing all of the same thing coming from these people's mouths, and that is they want to take these people's money and these people's money and these people's money and give it to these people, and these people. And I'm thinking to myself, here are the protesters touting Obama's let's spread the wealth around kind of thing, and I'm wondering, you know, are these people not getting it figured out? Because this is exactly what they want to do. And so,
yeah, but that's all they learn in school. This is the crap they learn in school.
Exactly, and I find this very disturbing. And I'm thinking to myself, what you should be talking about is shutting all of this down, taking all of that money, giving it back to the Federal Reserve with the understanding that the people actually, if you look the understanding is really the only thing that you're responsible for paying back is the interest. So we take all this money, we shut the banks down, we shut Wall Street down, we shut all this corporate monster down, take all this money, give it back to the Federal Reserve. Now you tell them you've been paid plus extra, get the hell out. Then you go to the court system like another RBN host talked about, and you get them in line because the court system is nothing but a revenue collection agency for the federal government, and you get them straightened out. I think that would be a great way to get started. But we've got to get this idea of democracy out of our mind, because that's another thing these protesters were all about, democracy, democracy, democracy.
Well, that's because they don't know what it is, and that's what they're told. This is all you ever hear. Do you ever hear anybody refer to the United States as a representative republic?
Only on RBN.
Yeah, well, because nobody even realizes we say Pledge of Allegiance to the our Pledge of Allegiance even mentions it. But nobody ever says it. They don't even want the kids to say a pledge. What the hell did somebody tell me yesterday? And I was talking about yesterday that one of the schools down in somewhere in Texas, I think it was, that they had the kids reciting, I don't know, the Constitution or something of Mexico or a pledge to Mexico. What the hell?
Yeah,
I mean, unless people stay, you know, and I don't know, I really don't know what it's going to take, to be honest with you, for people to stand up to say they've had enough. Is it Tony the Tiger? Is it them telling you can't have more than 5 gallons of water a day? At what point are you going to decide that it's more worthy to stand up and fight back than it is to roll over and be sheep being led to slaughter? Because they're going to slaughter you. So
exactly.
I don't understand.
Yeah, but anyway, what was interesting, I had to go to town yesterday. My nephew and I were in Fred's, and we got to talking about the banks and the corporate entities. And I'll tell you, the people in there were just, they were just looking at me like I was completely off my flipping rocker. And then no sooner than I get home, but a deputy pulls into the driveway. Well, he's here to serve papers for people to appear from the grand jury. Well, of course, that led to an interesting conversation. And, of course, in the conversation, the Constitution came up, and I started asking this deputy where he stood on all these different issues. And so far, it looks like about 50% of our sheriff's department is on our side. But I told him, I've been trying to get in touch with the sheriff, but I've not been able to get through to him. I said, when you get back into town, would you talk to Mr. Moore? And asked him if he would contact me, because I would love to cook him dinner for him and his family, have them come out, and then after dinner, he and I can take a nice little walk, because I would really like to talk to him. Still waiting to hear back, by the way. And I encourage everyone else to do the same thing. You need to really start talking to your sheriff, because you got to make him understand what his constitutional obligation is and where he should be standing. And this is going to give you a general idea what you can expect if, down the line, the pooper hits the wind turbine and equipment. Because
yeah.
We got to know where our sheriffs stand.
I agree with you there, Arthur. I want to thank you for calling. I'm going to let Bill comment, then take another lady I actually know from Florida. So, Bill, you want to throw your 2 cents in, please?
Yeah, I like the last comments about the sheriff. Obviously, we've been involved in Pennsylvania advancing the idea of constitutional sheriffs, which really Sheriff Richard Mack has been the great ambassador for. And we have started sheriff brigades in now, well, it was 25, it's down to 21 counties of the 67 of citizens. And their primary function is to educate the sheriff and the citizens as to the constitutional duty of the sheriff, since the sheriff is, in fact, the only peace officer, or as they call them now, law enforcement officer, who reports to the people. Yeah.
Well, you know, I am actually going to have on Sheriff Tony DiMaio, who stood up and defended Wayne Hage, who is, of course, no longer with us. But Wayne Hage, who had a big battle with, I think it was the Bureau of Land Management.
Right.
He's going to be on my show tomorrow. So,
great.
Yeah.
Well, people need to, educate, and there's a lot of good information. Sheriff Mack's little booklet now, The Victory for State Sovereignty, is excellent. A summary of the case that he successfully fought to ensure the 10th Amendment is alive and well.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take, we've got Christine down in Florida. Hi, Christine. How are you?
Christine,
Christine.
How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
I just wanted to comment about how the Constitution, as we all know, is such an important document. And it's difficult, it seems, when your rights are being denied, to have redress of it. I know you know me through the code enforcement issues. Your grass is too tall.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I know.
You can complain about that, but where do you really go to say, unless you go through the court system, which is so very expensive, time-consuming, it just seems to me that there should be if we're going to have some sort of government agencies, there should be an agency which, and of course everything can be corrupted, but you could contact and say, my constitutional rights are being violated, please investigate it. Why does it have to go through such lengthy court proceedings? And you know, the Constitution is supposed to be accessible, and there are so many federal laws that provide penalties for those in government, which, in my opinion, is now becoming organized crime, infiltrating government, because somehow it's a great position for them. They know that it's hard to actually go after them because they're the government.
Yeah.
It just seems like there should be some sort of a streamlined simplification, and even laws that are passed, by municipalities to take it to the Supreme Court. Even if the Supreme Court wanted to hear it, or even to the lower courts, it's just very time-consuming and expensive, and they can go on their lunch hour and say, okay, let's pass this law, and we'll see if there's any kind of judicial challenge. And until there is, we'll just go ahead with it. And maybe if there is, we'll just settle so we can keep this going, such as the code enforcement stuff.
Well, you know, Christine, I was talking to somebody down in Florida, a lady the other day, and she was talking about they had identified the corruption that existed in, I don't know if it was the town council or their county commissioners, I don't remember which it was. But anyway, she was talking about, you know, they had gone to the FBI, they had gone to the state's attorney general, and they just, like, did nothing.
I've done
the other way.
I've done the same. Nobody ever answered. Called FDLE. I had gone to a workshop about 4 years ago, and I went and said, you know, this is not only my constitutional rights, but I can show that this is a conflict of interest for this attorney, and he is scamming up tax money right and left. If this were a private entity doing this, then the police would go after them as somebody who's committing a crime, a fraud.
Yeah.
But because it's somebody who is associated with government, and that to me is why the whole economy is collapsing. And not only is the tax money being robbed from us and siphoned into personal hands, all these bailouts, everything.
Christine, hold on. We've got to go to break. Hang on, Christine. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous self-sterilizing and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call in today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Christine down in Florida. Go ahead, Christine. You still there?
Yep, I'm still here. I was just going to comment, you know, the jobs program, oh, we're going to build a road. I'm not in the asphalt business. How is that going to help me? The real problem, and I think you know, that the other person there has touched on it, is that governments are stifling the economy through regulation not only of businesses but of individuals where purchasing starts. I think this code enforcement, which people may not realize, they think it's just a small thing, it's causing people to walk away from real estate, and if they're doing that, they're certainly not going to be buying a new refrigerator. And if you're being constantly watched, which is against your Fourth Amendment and your right to privacy and people snooping in your yard, you're not going to do anything to your house, not a thing. Let the door fall off because you can't replace it unless you sign a document that says you will not sell or rent your house for a year because you want to replace a broken door. There's just so much corruption that is really trying to extort money from property owners, and property is a great money maker.
So, hey, hang on a second, Christine. Down in Florida, they're telling you now that if you replace a door, I'm getting some feedback from you. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, I will take
you
it
got,
off.
Yeah, you got to take it off speaker, Christine.
Okay. I'm off.
Okay. I'm getting rather so down there. If you replace a door, you've got to sign a document. Who's giving you this document to sign that says that you won't sell your house for a year?
See, if you want to do it yourself, okay. If you hire a contractor to do it, then...
Oh, okay. They want the fees associated with getting a permit then, right?
Well, no. If you want to go for a homeowner permit, do it yourself. So that you would do it, and you know, and the permits are so expensive, like $100 to replace, more than the cost of the door. You have, if you want to do it yourself, and you want to be within whatever regulations play the game, that says they can come out and inspect my installation of my own door, then you, if you don't want to use a contractor, it might cost you $300 to put the door in, you have to sign an affidavit under oath that you will not sell or rent your house for a year in order to get that homeowner permit. And therefore, if you do it and they catch you, it's not that putting the door in is actually wrong. It's that you sign the affidavit to, and then you go to jail for perjury. It becomes criminal offense.
What does that tell? What does that tell you, Christy? It tells you you don't own your property.
Yeah,
it does.
Not in the eyes of the government. You know, this whole concept. I'll just jump in here. This.
Yeah, go right ahead, Bill.
Whole concept of. Permits and licenses when, in fact, you have an inherent and indefeasible right to property, life, liberty, and property. And I would suggest that you, that people start looking at their state constitution, which is supposed to control government locally, and the federal government is not supposed to be, really, the Bill of Rights doesn't really, isn't supposed to apply inside the state. It was for regulating the federal government. So, we have to look at the basis of law, and what these zoning officers do and the code enforcement and all this other stuff is simply the fact that really, since the war between the states, people haven't had rights, and we have, in fact, given up our government. Well, let's move it up to the War and Emergency Powers of 1933. When you really start studying this, you find out you go into court and argue the federal constitution or even the state constitution, and you're in an administrative court where they don't even care about those documents. Don't have to, because you went and got a permit and gave them jurisdiction that says you'll do what you're told to do according to the code. We, in fact, sign our lives away. They may steal a lot, too. And the courts, there's no remedy there. They're, in fact, the attorneys and judges, many of them don't know what they're doing, but they, in fact, are the implementers of the system that is enslaving us. So if you go to a court, you're not going to find a remedy there. And the answer to your first question was, where is the entity? That county sheriff is the top cop in your county. And he works for you. He's the only one and his deputies that do. So the answer to your question, if your sheriff's doing his constitutional duty, you should be able to call the sheriff and say, hey, I got somebody in government who's violating my rights. Come take care of it. They won't do it because they've been brainwashed.
Yep. All
right. And the district attorney, he's the top cop. Not hardly. He's a chief prosecutor. He's an officer of the judicial branch. He can't possibly be in the executive branch. But he is because of what they've done. So we need to look at the structure of what's really happening. And then say with knowledge, no, you can't do that. And be willing, in fact, defend your position. That's civil disobedience, if you will. But that's what's going to solve this problem. Stop playing the game.
Hang on, Bill. Christine, hang on. We're going to go to another break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. 3 short minutes. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro Plant Powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Micro Plant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Here, go ahead and let us alone.
Oh, scared, huh? Afraid, huh?
Hey, everybody. I've got a little clip I wanted them to play, and they're trying to play it, but I don't know if it's going to come through right or not for you guys. So I'm just going to talk because I'm afraid we can't hear the lion from The Wizard of Oz talk about needing courage. And that's what the clip was, and all of you know. If I were the king of the forest. Remember that? He's talking about needing courage. So anyway, I'm giving you guys some courage. You can have some of mine. I'm sharing it. I'm giving it away for free. Today's the day we give babies away for a half a pound of tea. My mother used to tell me that when I was a kid. I don't know why this crazy nursery rhyme comes to mind, but a rather scary thing. Anyway, good thing she didn't give me away. But here I am singing to you, telling you I will give you some courage. So watch that little clip of the lion from The Wizard of Oz, okay? You don't need Oz to give you courage. You don't need a wizard. You got it. In ya. You're an American. You're a human being. Stand up. Anyway, I am talking with my buddy, Christine, down in Florida, Christine Marfoot, who is a freedom fighter down in Florida, and William Taylor Ryle, who's here up in Philadelphia with me. So anyway, go ahead, Christine and Bill, who I don't know who was talking last, but either one of you who would like to jump in, you are welcome to do so, because I know both of you have courage.
Well, if I may. Well, go ahead, Christine, briefly.
No, you go right ahead.
I was saying this whole zoning mechanism started in New York City in 1916, and it was absolutely engineered by people who want to control your property. And when we go and get the permit, you are saying to government, control me. And, of course, the people who want to have control, don't want to be responsible for themselves, go to the the local government and say, we need this ordinance because I bought a house and the door fell off. Give your example of the door. And we need an ordinance that makes sure that that won't happen. And so they write this ordinance. Instead of the buyer being responsible, frankly, the seller as well, but the buyer being, remember this statement, buyer beware?
Yeah, caveat emptor.
Right. And so it's your responsibility when you buy something to check it out and then write it up. And, in fact, put things in escrow that will fix the problems when you buy a house. You don't need government to step in there and try to be the grand protector. In fact, that's what happened. We rushed the government and say, there ought to be a law. And that's what government loves. They want, in fact, to control things. That's the nature of government.
I like the Wild West, Bill. I think that was a good method of operation. Hang them high!
Well,
there you go.
The long and the short of it is the people have cried out for this bondage. Gee, isn't that what's told in the Bible? If you get a king, you're going to be in bondage. Was that 1 Samuel? The point is, we have done it to ourselves, by and large, or allowed it to happen. And the answer is, when you sign that, get that permit, you give the township or the local government jurisdiction, and the solution is, don't do it. Now, they're going to complain, they're going to charge you, and if you argue, now that you haven't given them jurisdiction and waived your right, argue that, hey, you don't need their permission to exercise a right on your property. Now, will a local government, courts particularly, listen? Perhaps not. But think about if a lot of people did that. Do you think the courts would be able to handle that? I don't think so. They'd have to start prosecuting real crimes like murder and rape and robbery and stop harassing the people with these made-up civil charges. That's what ordinances are. They're not criminal. And putting people in jail and fining them, well, up here they charge them $500 a day for violating some code ordinance. And you have to pay in order to go to the zoning hearing board. There's no court in the country that you have to pay as a defendant to go defend your rights other than the zoning courts. This is ought to tell everybody these things are totally unlawful. And we just, march right down there and pay the permit fee, because they will come after you, that's for sure. But you got to be willing to say no and say it collectively.
Well, go ahead, Christine.
Yeah, I was going to say I have a new problem, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but I think I will because it's all the same stuff. I had a house that was damaged by Hurricane Charlie, which that was quite a long time ago. And it took me a long time to get an engineer, over a year, because everybody needed an engineer. And then I designed the house. We found out there was an error in the evaluation of the structure. And I had to redesign it. So it took me about 2 years to actually begin construction. And as soon as I began construction, Northport started suing me for patching my roof without a permit. And I had a permit, of course, to do this house because it is a major undertaking. I actually redesigned the whole thing, and but I've since, with all this 4 years of litigation and all other things in my life, I have actually run out of money. So I went to the building department, and I talked. And Port Charlotte has a lot of, I think, some corruption, but generally, the people who work for the county are extremely nice and have always been so. And I talked to the guy and I said, look, I wanted to go ahead and do my electrical, but I didn't have the money, and therefore my permit would expire after 6 months of non-activity, non-passing inspection. And he said, you can reinstate it. He said, but, I know money is really tight. Let's see if anybody is after you or, the permit. And I said, well, I saw a sticker on the house. And he said, let me look you up. And he said, go ahead. It looks like code enforcement. He said, that's a completely different area from us. He said, go ahead and reinstated. He said, I hate to do it to you, because, but it's $250 now to reinstate your permit. But he said, because of the economic climate where many people are running out of money, he said that you can actually, within 6 months, if you do not do anything more, you can put it on a hiatus type thing where we allow you time to regroup and to go back to your project, because I definitely don't want to abandon it. I have a mortgage on it and everything, and I'm paying that right now. But anyway, he was very kind, and he said, don't worry about anything. As long as you have done this, the code enforcement people, which I don't even know where they are in Port Charlotte, but I guess I'm going to find out, they must check the records, and they will find out that you have reinstated this permit, so everything should be fine. Well, I just got a letter last, this was September, and I got a letter last week that says, and my property is posted, by the way, and I know you remember Father Stanley. He's the one who had the problems right in Northport. I allowed him, I have a construction trailer. Actually, it was a replacement for the FEMA trailer that was originally installed by the government after the hurricane for me, and I use it because there are cabinets and expensive stuff already stored in the house, and so he was staying there kind of on a temporary basis to watch things for me. And I remember mentioning to you before that you pay for water and sewer whether you use it or not. Well, the trailer is tapped into the clean out. And last week I got a letter that said, number one, my permit has expired, which is not true. And number two, I'm not allowed to have this in this trailer tapped into any type of utility. And I'm going to start to be fined $100 a day.
You know,
which is exorbitant.
Oh, it's $500 in Pennsylvania.
It's still excessive.
Oh, sure it is.
$700 a week.
Well, a penny a day is excessive, because these pricks make this crap up as they go along. And I am telling you, I just don't know how much more the American people are going to take. I would like to know. I really would. I'd like to know. How much more are they going to allow to be done to them?
Okay, let's go back and look at what just happened here. You got the permit. Remember what I said. As soon as you did, you told the local government, okay, I want to be controlled. Therein lies starts the problem. Now, I know why people do it, but I understand why they do it. But the bottom line is, If you own your property, and it's an inherent and indefeasible right, you don't need the permission from the government at any level to do something on your property. They answer to your questions. You don't own it. They do. They control it. And you better do what you're told to do, or they will, in fact, bankrupt you or put you in jail. And therein lies the problem. We have a government that's so tyrannical at this point, as nice as you may think they are, they are slaves to the code and the court. And if you, regardless, they're really nice. Most people don't have a clue, and they will treat you nicely, and they think their allegiance is to the code. In fact, everyone in government takes a solemn oath or reports to somebody who did, and therefore responsible to the state constitution and to the federal constitution. And that's where the allegiance is. And you don't have to go to the courts to determine that. Everybody in government takes an oath to support, obey, and defend the Constitution, and they don't.
Well, this is going to be my new video coming up. I'm just going in to talk to people. I'm taking the camera with me. And but what I was surprised at, and I did apply for the permit. At the time, it was $90, very reasonable. I mean, I have a complete structural redo of this house.
Christy, it's not the price it's the carrot to get them to have authority over you. They have no lawful jurisdiction over you unless you give it to them. And you do that the application for the permit.
I totally agree with you on that principle. I mean, I do. But what I was surprised at was the man in the building department said, code enforcement is not us. They are a totally separate office. And he really had, in my opinion, his attitude was total disdain for them.
Well,
I don't get a hold of you or try to bother you. But from our point of view, from the building department, you are okie dokie.
Yeah.
So whatever they stated, which was completely false against me, and not only that, now they're threatening my constitutional right to tap in the a sewer line, you know, something that's existing and I paid for. And also, you know, they trespass in order to see anything tapped into this property.
Do you understand you're arguing a futile argument in the fact that you already told the government in a lot of different ways by taking out a loan from their banks and signing all these papers, saying that you'll follow all the local ordinances, all the local, state, and government, and federal laws. That's what's in all these documents. You've already committed yourself to do what you're told to do.
But and I did not sacrifice my constitutional rights.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. In their system, you did. That's the shocking truth that people need to understand, that we have, in fact, by our own hand, given away our rights. Now, the way to solve that is to write all rights explicitly reserved above your name, and then you're saying to them, no matter what you try to do here, I'm not going to give up my rights. Now, whether that'll work or not, I don't know, but it's a place to start. And unfortunately, most people don't understand what a license and a permit really is, and we have so many in our lives. And
well, I totally agree with you. You should be able to do whatever it is you want to do on your property. The only thing about me about having a building permit is that, you know, your electrical is done correctly and whatever else.
Wait a minute. Aren't you intelligent enough to hire a competent electrician? You can't do it yourself. If you need to, hire an inspector yourself and make sure that what
yes,
they're doing
true.
Is right. Why do people have to run the government, think they're going to do, they don't do a good job of it most of the time. The guy goes in there and gets paid, and that's what he's interested in. And frankly, some of the times when I have looked at some of the construction, and I happen to be an electrical engineer, I find it appalling that it could ever pass. All right? But that's the problem. All right? You are responsible. And if you stand up and say to the government, I don't need your help, I'll pay for it, and by the way, I'll be responsible for it, and if you got any problem with that, see ya in court. And then try to find a jury that will listen to the law and the facts and determine that the local government has no authority. I don't know that's the solution other than with liberty comes responsibility, and so many people run to the government to have them control all this and then expect them not to control you. I have this discussion with dairy farmers here. They don't mind necessarily having inspector come in and inspect their cows, and then yet they complain when the state wants to control them. And my answer to it is, this is your business. This is your property. You're responsible to make sure that it works. And then the answer is, well, I don't have time or I don't know how to do that. And then the answer is, hire your own inspector. Hire your own manager if you don't want to do it yourself. Don't rely on the government. They want us all to be totally dependent on the government, and we just walk right into it because it's so cheap.
Well, my trailer is not part of a building permit, and actually, my contract is with the building department, not with any other
office of the government. I'm sorry. You have contracted with the local government. They are divided up in departments to share the work, but they're all controlled by the same system. And they're real nice. They are. Most people don't have a clue. And they work it really well. They really do. The other guy's the bad guy, not me. All right? This is the typical response. And I'm sure that as long as this guy in the building office can lay it over on the zoning guy, who is obviously enforcing the rules that he's a part of, then he's looked at as a nice guy. And the zoning guy is a real bad guy. It works really well.
A little Hegelian dialectic going on there, huh?
Yeah, right. Blame the other guy. I'm the good guy. It's the same thing with your local politician, right? Everybody else in government is real bad, but my representative or my senator is real nice. He did this for me. This is a great con job, right? They're not following the law. They're not following the Constitution. State first, and then federal, where it is lawfully applicable. And most of the time it isn't. So anyway, point being is your problems are somewhat self-inflicted. As far as a trailer, I don't know if any municipality will allow you to park a trailer on your property without getting a permit. Just oftentimes it has to be licensed and registered and all this other stuff because they're controlling that too. And as far as tapping into the sewer system, well, let's see, they've got that under control, too. You can't do that without permission.
Hang on, everybody. That is the cue for the final three-minute break of the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Bill Lyle's on with me and Christina Marfa hanging out down in Florida being tortured by the Nazis down there. We'll be back in three. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have a couple more minutes before the fat lady sings on this deal for another rainy day here in greater Philadelphia. Philadelphia, as some people like to refer to it. Grimadelphia is another way to look at it. But anyway, I'm here. And Bill Ryle is up in this neck of the woods as well. And Christine is down being tortured in Florida. And anyway, we got a couple more minutes, Christine, and what else do you want to add quickly? I do want to say something, though, Bill. Somebody shot me an email asking me to ask you where the codes come from, and he states in this email someone sent to me, they are copyrighted like the law books are. Codes are adopted and used, and the fees are paid to pay for the use of the code that belongs to other corporations who author them. Hello, hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
That's the problem. Well, the problem is that these codes are, in fact, generated by attorneys. It's actually an international source. because everything needs to be built the same way eventually. And, you know, have an international
building code
now. And so it's absolutely driven by this desire to control and to make sure everything that the state owns is built to their specification. And so I don't mean to be discouraging to Christine, but she's fighting a serious difficulty in a battle, and the remedy really is to get her community to vote zoning out. People in the community voted in, and it's sort of like Agenda 21 and sustainable development, all that stuff. People in the government voted in, and we let them do it. So the answer is to vote them out. And if the people won't vote against these to vote zoning out, vote them out and put your own people in there that will. And then take your local government back. It's a lot easier than worrying about what's going on in Washington. And frankly,
okay,
eventually they're going to come down to your house and do it anyway.
Codes have now, this same person sent me another email, and we've only got a minute or so. Codes have copyrights and are owned independent of the jurisdiction in which they are being used, independent of building departments.
The publication is like Purdon. It's copyrighted because West Publishing publishes it. But they are taken from the statute and the regulations and so forth that are written by primarily attorneys for the government. I think this is a rabbit trail, frankly, and I would encourage whoever's sending you the emails to research this a little bit. And they may, in fact, be copyrighted. So what? They don't apply to private individuals, private property, private businesses, not constitutionally. Don't care what the government says. If you own your property, no code can be applied to you. Unless you are, in fact, damaging somebody else's property, hurting somebody else, or violating somebody else's rights. That's the police powers of the government. And hanging a door on your house doesn't fall under that category. How tall your grass is doesn't fall under that category. The color of your house, and on and on and on. All the zoning gobbledygook is not under the police power. It's
all right, on that note, kids, on that note, the fat lady's going to be singing. Christine, listen, give me a call after the show if you want to. Bill as well will hook up, and you can keep talking. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. And listen, in Oz, the lion got courage, didn't he? So there you go. All we need is a wizard to make it happen, and we'll be all as good as gold, right? Hey, anyway, let's follow the yellow brick road to the next show. Deanna Spingola follows me. I'll be back tomorrow. So don't go away, everybody. Chin up. Better days are coming. They truly are. Somewhere over the rainbow, right? So the sun will come up tomorrow. Always does. Don't lose heart, kid. See ya.